Lucy and Whipper.
International Women's Day. We've told you that. Which the slogan for the campaign is "Be bold for change." Of course, equality is crucial in 2017, and we know that we constantly push for that. And I can say we, as a balanced community, Sarah, not just women. I think guys can play just as much of a role in today. What's interesting in Victoria, they're changing the pedestrian crossings from the walking man to more of a gender-neutral or female image.
I like this.
Symbol
for
the
sign.
Makes sense, doesn't it? Have a listen to some of the thoughts of the Melbourneites.
It's a really nice touch. It's a lovely touch,
Yeah, I think it's a lovely touch, It's just that feeling, you know? It's flashing and you're crossing and it's just... It's quite a quirky and funny too, really,
I mean, to be silly, to be honest, I don't think there's any need for it.
It's a bit costly, but maybe it'll bring some spice.
It's a bit costly. Don't worry about the figures on this one, mate.
That's right.
You can just relax and keep going with your day.
And do you know what? I saw it and I thought the girl that was up there looked really good in green.
Yeah, did she?
The red dress.
Sure.
Reminded me of the Spanish emoji, you know,
the
dancing lady.
Salsa lady.
But the green one, that was a beautiful dress there.
Yeah, it's a flattering colour, isn't it?
But you want to be sensitive about that too, because you don't want the woman to look overweight, because that's been some of the feedback on the frocks and the standard look of a woman.
It's a triangle.
The woman's symbol on a toilet door can often look like the girl is large, that's been some feedback. I mean, what do you want that woman's symbol to look like?
Well, it's with the guy as well. You know, the normal one that we have, he doesn't have any hair. So Matty DeGroote and I feel fine when walking across a crossing like that, because you've got a bald bloke telling you, off you go, guys.
Yeah, right.
I'm with you.
I'm sensitive to it because he, if you ask me, in 2017 should have more of a dad bod. That's what I'd like to see. It's too much of a stick
well,
figure.
Well, shouldn't they have someone then walking the dog? Because whenever I'm at dog the lights,
people,
I'm with the dog.
That's
so
true.
They should have a stick figure with a lead and a little dog.
Wouldn't it be great if you could personalise it, Sarah? So when I come to the lights and I press the button, I just use a swipe card and it picks up my ID.
Yeah.
So it puts hair on the head.
Hello, Michael. You can walk.
I'm a little bit plump, you know what I mean? Or I've got a slice of pizza in my hand.
Yeah.
Or even better, it connects to, say, your Instagram page and it puts an image of you up. You stuffed if there's more than one person at
or
the lights.
If you swiped it, you're standing on a set of scales and knows how heavy you are, and every time you walk across the road, it goes boom, boom, boom.
Or much like the Gladiator Running Club, instead of...
One at a time, please.
Instead of walking across the road, you had a motorised push bike.
Yeah.
Because you just couldn't run with the club, you just... Road with.
That was unbelievable.
Motorised push bike.
Well, that would get rid of the boom, 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 as I made my way across the road. Thanks for the idea, mate.
Can I just say as well, I'm a little bit disappointed with the people at 7-Eleven deciding, because it is International Women's Day today, but they've tried to trump it yesterday by getting International Slurpee Day in.
God, what's tomorrow?
Did anyone see that yesterday? It was $1 and you could bring in anything that you wanted. Right? And you could get as much Slurpee as you wanted.
What, like any container?
Yeah, think of it, bring it in.
13, 24, 10 if you took advantage of this. Because I didn't realise, when we were at school, we didn't really have Slurpees after school.
Oh, God. We always did at the servo, but people would go and get the cups, and next to the the Slurpees was always soft serve, and that was much more expensive.
Are you serious?
So you'd fill a huge, giant cup with soft serve and just put Slurpee on the top.
Like a
spider.
So
the attendant didn't know.
And then you were
paying your dollar.
Because what I would do, I'd probably get a Slurpee most days after school, but there was a bit of competition for the Slurpee. It was the
Frozen Coke. Wasn't it?
No, it was called like a frozen.
No, what was the with the dog? And it had the dog?
Oh, that's a slush puppy.
A slush puppy.
Loved
that's
a slush
it.
Puppy. That was just cordial and crushed ice, aren't they all? But it was, I would get a Slurpee and a killer python every day after school. But when I'd get my Slurpee, I'd wander around the servo for a while, drink half of it, go and top it up before I paid.
Yeah. So, or you'd bang it on the table a lot.
Yeah,
so it
to go down. So on International Slurpee Day, just as crucial as International Women's Day, people were taking in, saucepans? I saw one guy drinking out of his kettle. He filled his old kettle full of Slurpee.
So there was like a gridiron helmet. There was a lot of blokes. There was a lot of tradies doing shoeies.
Slurpee shoeie.
It's a very sticky shoe.
After a big day on the work site. Mm-hmm. And can I, if there's any 7-Eleven workers out there, geez, you would have had a good day yesterday.
Yeah.
Just kids hanging around the Slurpee machine.
Quite often you'd wander in and the Slurpee machine hadn't thickened up yet. Yeah. Like your Slurpee machine can run out.
Ash from Stanhope Gardens. What did you fill up with, Ash?
We filled up with an esky, like a 40-litre esky.
No.
Did you fill it to the top, Ash?
Yeah, we did. We filled up each and every flavour into it.
So, oh. Ash, okay.
You drained the machine.
Here's another great day because you get for a dollar, you can fill up an esky. So how much wastage did you have? How much did you actually get through?
It was me and my mate, so he was probably around 30 kilos.
Oh my God.
Did the shop attendant say anything, Ash? Did he go,
We just gave him a dollar and we just left.
Did he look happy, Ash, or he was just shattered that he was there for the day?
I couldn't tell because it was just me and a couple of boys. We just finished soccer training and we just filled it up in that.
So what, Ash, did you get just go out on the street and everyone grabbed a straw and it was just an all-in?
Yeah, practically.
Do you know what? Because after school, there's a couple of schools where around Balmain, and after school, the kids just go straight into 7-Eleven.
Yep.
It's Slurpee. It's just Slurpee Central.
I'm going to hire a trailer and just back it through the front doors, maybe take out the ATM on the way and just fill up a trailer for
Ram Raid a Slurpee machine.
I'm going to take the entire machine with
me. Tommy, can we get a Slurpee machine in at Nova?
But I love Slurpees.
In here.
If you're hungover, a frozen Coke is just the best thing in the world.
Or if you're getting ready for a night out, get a frozen Coke and a bit of vodka.
Movies are good. Okay, so Tom, get onto that.
All right.
Slush puppy.
Yep, you can actually buy them.
For how much?
$2,000.
Slurpee machine.
That's not bad.
Pass the hat around. MDG. Got any pocket change? Says International Women's Day. You want to contribute?
A frozen Already Coke. It's gone out the window. 6:26.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
As a quick aside, a frozen Coke, I was scarred after going to a truck stop on a family holiday, bought one, a massive one, spilt it on myself, had to stand there in the truck stop in my underwear while Dad washed me down. Because the entire thing had landed on my body.
One thing you don't want to be is in your undies at a truck stop.
I'm so sorry.
Hide and seek. Would it have to be one of the greatest games of all time?
Under the stairs. That was my always go-to place.
Most popular, see, because you can play it at school.
Yep.
What games did you play at school?
Barley.
What's that one where you run across the field and there's someone in the middle and if they touch you, you have to freeze?
Freeze. Tommy still does that on the dance floor, did at the Christmas party.
Oh, that
party.
Was Touch the Mud, wasn't it?
Touch the Mud.
No, In the Mud.
British Bulldogs.
Classic.
That's we used to call it Red Rover. Over Red Rover.
We used to play Barley where you had to touch a fence and then you couldn't be touched or something.
Oh, I thought that's when you had to barter down for a bintang single.
Yes, that was another.
That was Barley?
Another game we used to play, we used to get some handbags and stuff. We did a lot of elastics too growing up. I had two sisters.
And
we played elastics.
What about Capture the Flag? Did you ever have to play that game?
No. No, where's that?
But see, hide and seek was always good because you could play it at home. You only needed two.
Oh, what about Mr. Wolf? Where you would go, one person would be Mr. Wolf and you'd have to count to three. So I'd go one, two, and by the time I got to three, I had to turn around. But you had 3 seconds to go and hide and then Mr. Wolf would turn around and try and find you.
There was a few Mr. Wolves at a few schools, I think. They try to stay away from
it. Did you guys do knock and run?
Oh, that's not a game.
Oh, yeah. Door knocking. Door knocking.
Yeah, awesome. On your neighbours. Yeah.
It wasn't awesome, Sarah, because you wake
them up.
Always
be an old lady. No, well, you didn't do it in the morning or at night. Where were you hanging
out? Two girls did it to me the other day. Got to the door and I saw them scrambling around the corner.
Awesome.
I went, come back here, you little... No, I didn't. I said, good game, guys. I get it. I played it once too.
I'd do it at your house.
I went back and did it to them.
Awesome.
Where are we talking here?
Midnight.
Gidgin' up. Gidgin' up. Which is in WA.
Yep.
Okay, so they're out in the country. Two boys, brothers, playing hide and seek at home. And one brother just can't find his brother. He's been going for a couple of hours. He's just continuing. He said, I'm going to find him. Don't worry, I'll find him. Mum's come out with the keys and said to David, I'm just going to go down to the shopping centre.
Oh, no.
You stay here. Dad's going to be home very soon, but you stay here with your brother.
So Dave,
I'll be back. So Dave's gone. Yep, no worries, Mum. You go for it.
Can't find Nathan anywhere.
Mum's gone to the Midland Shopping Centre, which is 25 kilometres east from their home in Gidgin' Up. And she's decided, the old man's rang and said, well, I'm on my way home. And she said, well, I might go and see a movie. And he said, yeah, no worries, you can go and see a movie, love. She did a bit of shopping, went and saw a movie. When she came out, there was a huge ruckus around her car. People just looking at her, pointing at her. The young fella had jumped into the boot to hide from his brother.
No.
and she went and saw a movie, people thought that she had kidnapped a kid and put him
in
the... She said, "No, that's my son. What are you doing there?" And he's come out crying, said, "Mom, I was playing hide and seek with David."
Oh.
And you jumped into the car.
It's a really good hiding spot.
Driven 25 kilometres away.
And then settled in for a movie.
He's won. He's won hide and seek.
He's the champion of the year.
He's won hide and seek. The only thing is, Mum's playing hide and seek in prison at the moment, which is unfortunate for her.
This one floated around yesterday. Edwina Bartholomew, we love that girl. She has come out and said her secret to her relationship with Neil O'Man is separate bedrooms. We've discussed this before because, of course, I've put my hand up and said Lisa and I don't share the same bed.
Benji Marshall, Zoe Marshall do the same. Yeah. That's popped up in the paper again as well.
Some people say it's the beginning of the end and others people say, no, it's a secret to a successful relationship. My thoughts would be do what you want and whatever works for your family is fine with me. What I also found interesting about Eddie Bartholomew is she said we have phones off Sundays.
That's not bad.
So you switch it off. Do you do it at midnight? I mean, I would be so sad to let my phone go. I would count down that moment till midnight on the Saturday night.
Yeah,
I think it would be amazing. I'd love to not have my phone on me.
Gary couldn't handle living without Sportsbet.
No, or Instagram. Yep. He's a bit obsessed with
it. Is he?
I know. Yeah, I would like to do this as well. My wife has brought this up with me. The only game that we play in our family is on a Sunday night when we're sitting at the dinner table and it's like, what was your favourite part of the weekend?
Oh, yeah, that's sure.
That's a fun
one.
Game.
Yeah. Yeah, and the boys really get into it.
Huey
likes to get first. He brings up five different examples of his favourite over the weekend, so then it just blows Lenny out of the water.
Oh, right.
Lenny just doesn't have anything after that.
No.
Well, you've said them all.
Yep, you've ruined it.
That's thanks, nice,
Huey.
As a kid,
does he ever
though.
Get to go first, Lenny? Would you let him go first, or Huey doesn't?
No, unfortunately not. Huey just jumps in. Mm. Then there's a huge fight. Someone hits someone, and then there's crying at the table.
Sure.
Plate will go everywhere. Then, a drink will fall over. The dog will start barking, and then the house burns down.
That's
what happens.
That's not a great sign. And that happens every week, mate.
That's every Sunday.
That is unbelievable. 13, 24, 10, if you have a novelty day at your day or something you commit to as a family for one day a week. I mean, Christina Aguilera was famous for it. She had, what did she call it? Cozy Naked Sundays.
Yeah.
So every weekend on a Sunday, don't bother putting your clothes on after you've had a shower in the morning.
See, we have it. Gary and I have this thing with Winnie, the dog, where on the weekend you have to have Winnie with you at all times.
Right.
So everywhere you go and everything you do has to have the
toilet?
Dog. Yeah, you can take the dog into the bathroom. It's because you don't want him to be alone. He spends a lot of the week by himself
Winnie.
We're at work.
What about
he comes and sits on the mat while James has... Gary has a shower.
Oh, what's his name?
What about...
You gave him a fake name, not me. I'm going to get that wrong.
Winnie hates Winnie Sunday.
Winnie Sunday.
Absolutely fears it everywhere.
He does have a look like,
well, Sunday,
put me down.
Sunday is the best day as well, you know, to get a little bit intimate with your partner.
Yeah, bed cuddles with the three of us.
Oh.
We actually have a photo all in bed, heads on the pillow.
I have a bit of an issue with your dog being in the bed while you're doing what you do. Poor Winnie going, hey, that was my move.
Cooper gets marched out big time.
Why? He's not going to do anything. Just leave him alone. It's a dog.
Sarah, I can't relax knowing that the dog's there.
Yeah,
it's a Gary or Winnie.
The dog doesn't know what's going on.
Oh, the dog knows what's going
on.
Dog
knows.
Yeah, they understand. They understand the animalistic side of life.
No, they
dogs
do not.
It sounds as well something like early in the relationship as the boyfriend, where you don't have control over any of the things.
Sure.
So you've got to allow the dog to be there because that's comes a certain point where Gary needs to step up and say,
"We've had the dog out.
I don't want the dog.
Yeah, dog doesn't need to see this. And I don't think it's got a spare hour.
We've just received." We've just received a call. Who's rung in? Can we ask who's ringing? Hello, who's the caller?
Oh, hi there, guys. Edwina here from Sunrise.
Oh, Edwina, follow me.
Were you listening? Sorry, love, we were just talking about you.
Oh, true. My ears must have been burning, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Phones off Sundays.
What's this all about?
This is a great idea. Sarah was just saying she'd love to do it. I don't think I could do it. I'd just be so desperate to see what the rest of the world is doing.
Yeah, but nothing happens. That's the depressing thing. You get to the end of the day and you think, okay, right, I'll just check in, make sure I haven't missed anything major by the end of the day. And nothing.
But do you get to 5 o'clock?
Trump might have tweeted something.
Do you get to 5 o'clock, Eddie, and, you know, in the lead up to that moment, you're both just standing there like the start of a race waiting to turn your phone back on?
Yeah, dueling phones.
Yes.
At sunset. Yeah, pretty much. No, actually, you find that you kind of don't care as much, actually.
Yeah.
You sort of get distracted with actually doing things IRL,
yeah,
in
sure.
real life, as the young people say.
Yeah, cool,
but yeah, no, it's quite productive.
What do you enjoy more, Eddie? Sleeping in your own bed or having your phone off on a Sunday?
Both.
A bit of both, to be honest. I think you do it too, don't you, Whipper?
Oh, I love my own bed. Oh, I love my own room. I love my own space.
It's a kennel in the backyard.
No, it's not.
I totally apologise to my poor boyfriend who gets publicly humiliated so often.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. It's the early mornings, Eddie.
It works. Like, honestly, he's such a bad sleeper. The first couple of years we tried the cohabitation in the same bed.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it does have its benefits. Let's not go into it on early morning radio.
Yep.
But then we just got so grumpy and annoyed with each other, and he'd roll over and try to cover, get on back under the covers as I fart-assed around trying to remember where I put my gym gear left those pair of earrings behind. And honestly, I'd be in and out of the room 5 times before I managed to get myself organised. So we just decided to trial it, and 5 years later, it actually really worked.
Yep.
And then, on Friday and Saturday nights, you come back together and it's all...
And it is fireworks.
I admire you, Eddie. I envy you. Actually, we need to do this, I think, in a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of us need to pick a day with our partners and do this. Phones off or...
A partner swap or something different.
Yeah.
No,
I thought this was just a brainstorm.
No, it wasn't.
Keys in a bowl. And,
yeah, keys in the bowl, Eddie. We're taking all suggestions.
Still haven't seen Logan yet, guys. And
neither.
It's killing me.
I've heard it's phenomenal.
Its ratings are just through the roof. Everyone's loving this movie. It's the final Wolverine installment.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Jackman's come out. He said he's not doing another one after this. So it cost him $97 million to produce.
God, that's a lot of money, isn't it?
I know. And it's made $237 million already.
That'll do.
And he owns it, doesn't he? He's getting a tiny cut of that.
I wonder what he gets for that. Yeah. I've always wondered that. Yeah. I mean, if you own the rights to the franchise and you own the character Wolverine, movie doesn't exist without it.
And see, this is the other thing as well. Ryan Reynolds wants him in Deadpool too. We don't know. Look, they've already finished.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's in it or not, but you can imagine the money in the future that he's going to get for the Wolverine character.
I mean, when we spoke to Deborah Lee Furness, she said the one thing he hates about Wolverine, the character, is having to get ripped because he goes on that strict diet. He doesn't smell great around the house. She also mentioned
protein.
When he's just eating cabbage at sort of 8 times throughout the night.
He's a freak.
Mm.
He's just revealed overnight, right? He's brought out this video. So he records the fighting scenes there, but then he has to go into the studio, a recording studio, to record all the sound.
Yeah, right. The voiceover.
So basically what he does, he stands in the studio with a microphone in front of him, he's got his headphones on, and he's watching the scene on a huge television screen, and he has to do the sound of Wolverine.
So he's watching himself.
Yeah,
so
he's the sound of jumping and stuff.
He's watching himself slash people killing people, and he has to do it. So this is the audio of Hugh Jackman in a room completing a scene on Logan.
That'd be exhausting.
Wow.
You'd be knackered by the end of that.
You know what he sounds like? The bloke on A Current Affair who told the story about the dog coming over the road to attack him. I mean, if Hugh Jackman's having a bad day, get this bloke in from A Current Affair.
Lights, camera, hilarity.
Sarah. Yes, Ed Sheeran is everywhere right now.
He is. He's just done an interview with Howard Stern over in the US, and he's revealed that he gave away the song Love Yourself to Justin Bieber after writing it, but he actually intended it for Rihanna because she thought the sort of sass and the attitude in the lyrics was better suited to someone like
her. It's a
great
song.
It is a great song.
I wonder what the pressure is on someone like Ed Sheeran when a record company goes, Rihanna wants a song from you. I'm reading Paul Kelly's book at the moment and listening to him actually read it to me on the audiobook. And he was saying he used to get artists just ring him, Deborah Conway and stuff like that, and go, Paul, can you just write me a song? And he'd go, yep, no worries. A week later, he'd have a song for them.
What?
It's astounding.
Talk about a gift.
What a skill.
Because you wonder why he didn't sing it, Sarah. Why didn't he release Sorry?
Well, he just said it didn't really feel like his song. He loved writing it, but this sort of, he wrote with this kind of attitude in it that was really suitable to someone like Rihanna, or in this case, Justin Bieber. But he also said that when he got his very first record deal, he instantly planned out his first 5 albums. So we've heard 3 of them, and he was really conscious when deciding what to name them and things like that. So we're yet to hear what the next 2 are, and he wouldn't say.
Long Division.
I don't think he's going to go to Long Division.
No, we'll multiply. We need multiply.
We've had multiply. We've had
multiply, divide.
Plus, multiply, and divide.
Pythagoras Theorem.
That's not a really minus. Catchy name for an album.
Pi.
What could you do? Where's he go from that? He has a rest then. He's got to have a rest.
Subtract.
Why isn't it? Oh, Sarah, I reckon you've just stumbled on something there. Long Division doesn't work, Long Division. Subtract definitely works.
He also went on to reveal whether or not we'll be hearing another collaboration with Taylor Swift.
It will definitely happen again. I don't know when it will happen, but yeah, it will certainly happen again in our lifetime.
Wow. I just love those two together.
But see, Howard Stern, though, he delves deep. Yeah. And they open up to Howard Stern. Is that all you got out of it, Sarah? Was that it? It was a bit disappointing.
Well, Ed doesn't have... Ed's stories are all out there. No, sorry for disappointing you this morning. Fitz, well, I'll send a note.
He always shares so much in every interview, doesn't he?
He does. He gives a lot. And the Justin Bieber story is still my favourite.
And Howard Stern just did Lance Armstrong as well.
He did. Are you about to hijack my segment? Well, I see you with a sheet of information.
Well, you gave it to me.
What did Lance Armstrong
But I'm a bit
to
disappointed
say,
that he... Not really anything. He spoke about Sheryl Crow, his old relationship with her. And
she's
how
beautiful.
He still loves her, but...
How long were they together, mate? Do you know?
10 years.
Fitzy, how long were they together?
More than 10 years ago, and they were together for a couple of years.
That's really interesting. Yeah. Do you know why it fell apart?
No. He didn't really open up. Has Howard Stern lost his touch a little bit?
Have you listened to the interview?
No, I haven't.
Well, there you go.
Thanks,
Kylie Minogue's spoken out about her split from Joshua Sass. She's back in Australia promoting glasses.
Yeah, they were
prescription glasses.
Was it Specsavers?
She is the only idiot.
Last night, big event.
She's the only person in the world who can make glasses look hot.
Yeah,
she
so
looks
true.
Amazing.
Sarah, you're wearing glasses.
I am, because I'm going blind, we've realised.
What about that other guy, the mentalist? He makes glasses look hot.
Oh, Simon Baker.
Yeah, that's why I went and got these ones. I thought, they look a bit like Simon Baker's. Maybe I could get a body like him as well. And maybe some successful career.
By wearing the glasses.
You don't know, mate. So don't press that.
Not with a gantry.
Well, interestingly, though, Kylie has said that hindsight is illuminating, but not always what we want to see. And she said, I wish I had trusted my instincts on some occasions and listened to better advice.
What's all her friends were saying? This is wrong.
Well, it kind of gives gravity to those rumours that Danny Minogue was leading the charge with family and friends who were saying to Kylie, he's not good. Get out of that.
Yeah, he stung you thousands for his hair plugs. We know
I don't
that.
Know that that's a drama.
That was
she
confirmed.
Does, yeah, but she's got a bit of cash. I don't think it's an issue.
It's a bit weird.
Kim Kardashian has finally had a photo with her niece, Baby Dream, Rob Kardashian's baby.
Ah.
This one's a bit rough. It's 4 months since the kid's been born. She's finally acknowledged that the kid exists, given it a pair of Yeezys, of course. The rest of the family, though, were at the hospital for the birth last year.
Mm.
It's a strange thing to put up because it doesn't make her look very good. But she's also been spotted back on the set of Ocean's 8 in New York in a very risque outfit. Jump online if you want to see those photos.
When you say that, it's kind of like, it's no more I can see of her.
I know.
I have seen every square part of her body.
Yeah. Mm.
Isn't that funny? Like, you can't...
Yeah, it is.
You don't feel anything now by saying
it.
You're
numb.
I don't feel shocked or confronted by it.
If she walked here in the nude, I probably wouldn't even notice.
I reckon you would.
Tommy, try that.
Top of the Opera House. I haven't seen her.
In the nude?
Yeah, I haven't... She hasn't done the
That's
Opera
different.
House or
the Harbour Bridge.
I wouldn't even notice. I still wouldn't notice.
Finally, guys, earlier we heard that very funny audio of Adele. She was being bitten by a mozzie on stage in Brisbane.
I'm sorry, I'm not Australian. I don't like bugs. I don't like bugs. They were just sucking my blood. They were sucking my blood.
Dear, they're not trying to kill her. She's also talked, though, about this dress, which you may have seen the photos of her performing. She's always wearing this very sparkly ball gown.
Yes.
Yeah, so when she does tours overseas, she's got, I think, 10 of them that have been made.
Wow.
But for Australia, she's only got one. And maybe that's because of the weight of it. It's got 10,000 Swarovski crystals weighing it down. Anyway, the Brizzy heat has not been good.
Oh,
she said
no.
She is losing kilos in sweat every night. And because there's only one dress,
wow.
It's getting a little bit stinky.
Be hard to
well,
see.
Studio 10 is back this morning, and she is on the panel with a bunch of amazing and inspirational women, Sarah Harris, Ida Buttrose, Denise Drysdale, but she's the host, Jessica Rowe. Welcome,
welcome Jess!
Oh, fellas, what a beautiful introduction. Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, I know. But do you know what you've got to stop doing, Jess? You've got to stop the hashtag crap housewife.
Yeah, because that is, you know what, that lasagna you did the other night. Don't get me wrong, it's a bit dark around the edges, but if that was served to me at the table, I would feel like a king. It looked amazing.
Thank you very much. And you know what the even more tragic part of that was? It was a bought lasagna. And I even wrecked it. All I had to do was heat it up, but it did taste delicious. And I think, let's have a special shout out today for all of the fellow crap housewives out there who are doing their very best.
Can't ask any more.
To keep the home fires going, to keep the economy going. Where would any of us be without women? I'm proud to be a feminist. I've got two girls. I'm hoping to raise them as proud young women.
Yep.
And I reckon you fellas would be feminists too, because essentially to me what it's about is, do we believe in social, political, and economic equality for men and women? Do you believe in that?
100%.
Exactly. Well said, Jason.
So you are, you know, you are feminist too. And for me, you know, often a lot of people think feminism these days, it's a bad word or a nasty word, or it's all about freeing the nipple, which frankly I couldn't care less about.
Sure.
To me, it's about, my brand of feminism is supporting the different sorts of choices that women make. They may not be the choice that I might make, but it's the choice they make.
Exactly.
We undervalue the caring role that women do as mothers. I'm very passionate about supporting mums once they come back into the workplace. At the moment, half of working mums have been discriminated against in the workplace. Mm-hmm. That is not good enough. One in four women have had to resign from their jobs because of the lack of flexibility around it. And for us to see change, men have to get on board too. And it's about, from the top, you know, guys saying, you know what, I'm leaving work early today because it's my daughter's soccer training and I want to pick her up.
Yep.
And actually saying that, because then it then filters down to the rest of the workplace, as opposed to often women feel that they have to hide those caring responsibilities.
Yeah.
And I'm all for supporting one another so we can do that. And let's face it, if women are not going to be part of the workforce, we are doing ourselves and the economy an enormous disservice.
So for me,
this International Women's Day is about supporting mums and helping us do our very best, and also saying that we are enough. And that's what my whole kind of crap housewife is.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm not perfect. I have a terribly messy house. My children have knotty hair, but I'm doing my best.
Exactly. Jess, you know what stunned me becoming a parent is to see what actually goes on in the house. And to be honest, I was quite taken back and felt guilty at times about how I treated my mum growing up and didn't celebrate the great days that I should have in the way I should have, and not realising what she did. And you know what? The other thing is that my parents say, and mum in particular, she said, it's just so great to see you guys and your mates as young families, how involved you are with the kids, and the duties, if you want to call it that, are a lot more balanced compared to what it used to be.
And you're absolutely right, because now what I just love too is men are so involved in the process, as they should be. You want to be involved.
You want to share
those moments. Because really, that is the stuff of what life is made of, isn't it?
We need a lot of help, though, Jess. That's the thing, and you know. I mean, what's harder for you? Is it raising the young girls, or you know, trying to look after Peter Overton? I mean, what's the hardest job for you at home?
Excuse me. Tell me about it. Last night, I was saying to him, "How many children do I have, Petey? Are you my third child?" Because this very calm, together man, that's how he appears on the television, is having a minor meltdown in a sweat because we couldn't find Allegra, our eldest daughter's sports bag.
Awesome.
So she didn't have her hat or her uniform or her shoes.
Really,
so he was flipping out about that. And I said, for goodness sake, it is going to turn up.
Yeah.
Don't freak out.
Has he read at the girls' school yet? Like, has Pete got up at, has he got an assembly and stuff? Yeah.
How does he go?
He gets very nervous.
Oh, did he?
Don't you reckon, though, fellas, that when, if you're talking to people that you don't know, yes, it doesn't really matter. Whereas if it's your daughters are there, other parents, people you know, it's sort of like, oh, can I really do this properly? So, yeah, and he also, you know what he does? And this, again, I think is important for International Women's Day because it's about men and women. Petey does the tuck shop.
Does he?
Oh, that's
got to do the tuck shop.
Yeah,
that's all part of it.
Yeah, and he loves it because he's got some of the other mums help him out and give him special snacks.
Well, Jess, we always love the way you put things into sentences. We love your passion on a very important day, so thank you for being part of the show this morning.
Oh, fellas, thank you for supporting it with me. You're both great.
Good on you, Jess. Studio 10 back 8:30 this morning. Always a pleasure. Have a great day, Jess.
You too.
A British author has brought out a book, Watching the English, The Hidden Rules of English Behaviour. And she's basically told us what some of the words are in the vocabulary of the
royal families,
what they're allowed, not allowed to use, says. Certain words that they're not allowed to use and why.
Sure.
They don't say mum and dad. They say mummy and daddy.
Oh,
and
do they?
Yes.
I would have thought it would be father and mother.
Yeah, well, it's a bit mamby-pamby,
and,
isn't it?
And
yeah,
that was brought up recently when Prince Charles still calls the Queen mummy, and he said it at the celebration of the Diamond Jubilee.
I've heard that, and it stands out because it does seem awkward, sir.
This is a really interesting one. I would think that this would have been, you would hear this quite a bit. Pardon.
That's nice. My grandmother used to make me say that. Pardon.
I was always told that you had to say pardon if you burped or if you wanted to move someone out of the way, you would say pardon.
We were brought up at home that if anyone was to let Smokey off the chain, it was referred to as a pardon pop.
Did it really mean a name?
A word of a lie.
Hello, Daddy.
Dad would say, someone's done a pardon pop. Oh, pardon me, I have pop.
Excuse me, so can I have the family gather around?
It would be a pardon pop.
In the fourth living room, please. Someone's done a pardon pop.
Wouldn't you just encourage the kids to go to the bathroom?
Jeeves! Was that you?
There's been a pop happen. Someone must pardon themselves immediately.
Now, apparently pardon is a curse word in royal circles.
Oh. Really?
They say
pardon
sorry.
You, mate.
They say sorry. All they say is sorry.
Do they?
So if they want to move someone, they say sorry.
So it would be a sorry pop.
Portions. To most people, it's a portion of food. To the upper class, it's a helping. So when the royals diet, we assume that they keep an eye on their helping sizes.
Yes.
They don't say toilet. Toilets got French origin, so it's avoided. You don't say toilet in the royal family.
Really?
The word loo or lavatory is used instead.
Mm. I would have thought bathroom would be the way forward, because loo feels a bit softer than loo.
Is bathroom, though, more I'm going for a shower to the bathroom, whereas I'm going to the lavatory to go to the loo. Might be specific. Yeah.
The word, out of your nose.
The word posh for them has got a different definition. That means that you're smart if you're posh.
Right.
Yes.
Not just upper class.
No.
Well, in general, upper class would be educated, so that makes sense.
That does make sense, Sarah.
They despise when people say that your evening meal, you're having tea.
Because tea is what you have before dinner.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's dinner or supper.
Yes.
Anyone who says, what's for tea tonight, mum? Mummy? You get into a lot of trouble. It's not what's for tea, it's what's for dinner.
And then you have high tea. Which is
that's
like
morning tea.
It's like sandwiches and stuff, isn't it? But it's stacked on a high platter.
Yes.
Royals don't have a lounge room or a living room. Instead, they retire to their drawing room or sitting room.
What sketches have you done this evening, Daddy?
But at 13:24:10, I'd love to hear, you know, what your strict background, if you had one, and there were certain words that you weren't allowed to use.
Because you don't say dessert either, do you? Because I believe the royal family, they just have pudding.
Oh, right, okay.
But if you don't, it's not necessarily pudding that might be served.
Well, it's funny you should bring that up, because Magic Millie, who works on the show, you used to say pudding instead of dessert, didn't you, Mill?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to say toilet. I wasn't allowed to say lollies. I had to say sweeties.
Sweeties?
Oh. Yep, sweeties.
I'm going for some sweeties in the loo.
I wasn't allowed to say lounge room. I had to say the sitting room. I'm not allowed to say lounge or couch. I have to say sofa. I'm not allowed to say pardon. I have to say beg your pardon. I'm not allowed to say flush the loo. I have to say pull the chain.
Wow.
And, I'm not allowed to say backyard. I have to say back garden.
Where's this from? Is this your mum?
This is my mum's side of the family. Yeah, it's sort of being brought down from
And your mum is she's a hip girl. We love your mum. She's all right. But I would love to know your grandmother and your grandfather, the next generation down, it would have been even stricter.
Yeah, Mel. Absolutely, it would have been. So where I say couch, but I don't say it in my family's home.
We would never. It was very strict on swearing at home. That was the only thing for us. And bloody was considered a swear word.
Well, it is.
And we would be sent to our room.
Well, see, even at the moment, you know, like
where do you draw the line?
Well, see, the boys at the moment, we say, you know, when you see something that shocks you, it's what the heck.
Yeah, right.
But see, Lenny's onto what the hell now, and even that I'm trying to pull him up. You can't say that at school. What about the other day?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The next door neighbour, they got little Ethan. I think Ethan's just turned 3. Mm. So he's playing in the backyard, and I saw Jules, the mother, and always said, "Hello, Jules, how are you going?" And Lenny's with me, and Lenny goes, "Ethan, you little mongrel." Sydney's Fitzy and Wibber. Nova. I think Fitzy should say what's better. Wibber looks fat in that sweater.
I'm not fat.
Write a letter.
It's a dad bod. To
the editor. You're festively plump, aren't you?
I'm not festively plump because it's not a festive season.
My grandma used to say that to me. You're a bit puddiny.
Puddiny.
Yeah. See, you
are puddiny on a lot of weight.
You work on this show. You're our program director, and you're also an editor. You're very busy at the moment.
Yes, I am.
How's life going? Good.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. International Women's Day.
You know what?
You just feel like you have to be proud of me today.
Oh, you know, I love you to pieces,
thanks, mate. Mike.
Piece of advice. I mean, you've been in the radio industry for a while. If you want to become an editor, get into magazines. It's an industry that is going.
Woman's Day, perhaps. New idea. Guys, you can't put it off forever. Letters this week. We love getting your feedback on the show. Tweet us at Fitzy and Whipper.
Have I told you the story about my butterfly enclosure?
I thought we're trying to make you look better.
Okay.
This is a funny one. So a few days ago, you guys were talking about the cool lingo that kids are using.
Yeah.
Alex has emailed, "Sarah, Whipper couldn't have sounded more of a fuddy-duddy old man trying to talk like the cool kids."
What's up, fam? This party last weekend was totally lit. Turnt. You should have seen Casey at the game last night. She was turnt. He kept teasing me, but he wasn't expecting me to clap back. She totally ignored me at the party last night. I'm salty as clapping back to you, I think. What are you clapping back now, are you?
I don't even know what it means.
Well, it's like negative feedback. You're clapping back. You're having a go
at
me.
No, I'm throwing shade.
Are you throwing shade,
are you? You're confused again.
I'm a bit taunt about that.
Turnt. Turnt isn't the same as torn.
Either way.
This is a little morbid. Nadia has tweeted in, "Has anyone else noticed that Fitzy is obsessed with talking about death lately?" Let's talk about
death, baby. People don't know when they're going to go, and you can't get out a sentence before you go. Do you know 80% of Aussies would like to die at home? I would like to be cremated and my ashes thrown off the Portalunga jetty. How would you feel about your ashes being cremated into your favourite vinyl record?
Everything all right, mate?
I am fascinated by it. And it is a subject that we don't talk about it enough.
No, we do. You bring it up every time there is a story about death or Sarah, ashes or
bring the mood down.
You haven't organised your funeral.
You don't
I reckon
need
we
to.
Could do this on air one day where we'll sit down and we'll find out from you how you want to go.
Yep.
Because you never know.
Thrilling for everyone.
You never know, Sarah. In some of those meetings that we have here, you could be bored to death one day.
Could happen. Any time now.
Oh, lucky the windows don't open. Matt has Facebooked us. "Fitzy, you're putting my dad jokes to shame at the moment. There have been some belters lately."
Leslie Ray Charping. Yeah. Charping at the bit.
Andrew Garfield. They asked him who he was going to bring to the Oscars.
He was going to bring his cat who likes lasagna.
What's her name?
Anita?
Yeah, more like a near friend to go to Adele with. Am I
That's
right,
not
guys?
Bad.
I'm just going to do MC roles all year now. Call me Hammer, man.
Well, you know what?
The MC Hammer.
Do you know what? And I jump in to try and save him a bit.
They're not bad.
I'll either use my bell in those circumstances or I will do a supportive laugh.
It's not supportive. It's a little bit patronising. I just let them fly straight past me.
Yeah, no, they stink. Yeah.
The Garfield one took me a little bit.
Because some of them are so complicated.
So
that,
deep.
That you just do not get them. Yeah. Like you don't.
Well, I didn't. Andrew Garfield. Garfield the cat. A little bit old. This has got to be my favourite, though. Whips, we stitch you up constantly and make you freestyle rap for us, which we love. But because we put you on the spot, you tend to get quite inappropriate at times, don't you? So we've mashed them all up into one.
Oh, come on!
I'm taking you down to the park. Let's have a wrestle in the dark. He's bad, he's illy, and I'm feeling effing silly. Everybody go and get me a pilly.
Let's celebrate in a big way. Getting down and dirty, all the ways a fun way.
Drop a line deep and see what you catch. Everybody, kiss me now. Oh, I panicked.
Everybody just, kiss me now.
I don't know.
Didn't
man,
even
I'm
rhyme.
On the spot and I got nothing.
Let's see if you can do a good one.
No, no, just want to do it. No, 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 no. Oh, come on, guys. I'm ready. And I'm ready.
No, this isn't a rap. Heavy breathing in the mic.
Everybody listen up, I'm ready to rap. I said I'm
ready. What'd you drop the beat for, man?
Okay, go.
Everybody. This isn't funny. I've just slapped something in the dough.
Oh, Cooper, no. Yeah, thanks for the feedback, guys. Keep it coming.
Cooper Cronk from the Melbourne Storm, amazing player, one of the best players in the world in the NRL. And look, Tommy, have you got his number? Can we get Cooper Cronk on? I've asked you about this for a week.
Oh, he's been in the news recently, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I don't have his number, I'm sorry.
Tommy, this is what's really disappointing me about your job at the moment. You're still on probation and you might not get through to the other...
Have you got it there?
I am struggling.
Have you got Cooper Cronk?
No.
I don't
have it.
Well, Tommy, do you know what? While I talk about this story, because I think this is an amazing story when there's a lot of NRL scandal around at the moment, but can you just look for a C Cronk in the phone book?
C.
At least.
Okay.
That's not a bad idea.
Because this is reported. We don't know if he's going to do it. He is playing this year for the Melbourne Storms there, but, you know, amidst all this scandal that's happening at the moment, this is a good story because they're saying at the end of the year, he's probably got a couple of more years in him or a few more years in him. He's going to retire for love, Sarah.
Oh, that's romantic.
He wants to move from Melbourne up to Sydney and maybe get into the media so he can be closer to his girlfriend, Tara Rushton, who works for Fox Sports up here in Sydney.
Does.
Couldn't he play for a team up here?
Well, there's talk of that, but I think he loves Melbourne Storm. He wants to be a one-man club.
Sure.
And if he's going to make the decision, he's going to cut off and he's going to give up his biggest love.
Mate, that's love, though, isn't it? When you decide that, you know, if I'm moving for a person or I give up whatever my life involves just to be close to the loved one, huge commitment.
I have a C Cronk.
All right, well, let's ring him. This is Cooper Cronk.
Well, it's a C Cronk in the white pages.
Okay, and it's in Victoria.
In Victoria.
Okay, well, that's...
must be him.
Yeah, let's give him a call.
Would definitely be him.
Let's give him a call. So, Cooper Cronk.
You take this.
Okay.
Yep. Hello.
Cronky.
Yeah.
Go the Storm. Well done, mate. Great decision.
Who are you talking to?
Cooper. Cronk. You don't sound too fit, actually, big fella. You got a big game this week against the Warriors over in New Zealand. You're right.
Yeah, no, I'm 77.
77. You look good for your age, Cronky.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, you're punching above your weight. Tara Rushton, you've done well there.
No, I give up years ago.
Yeah, Cronky, would you give up something in your life for love?
Yeah, of course I would.
What would you give up?
Sex.
Oh.
Yeah, righto, mate.
Good on you, mate.
See ya.
See ya, buddy.
I mean, Cooper Cronk's actually doing the reverse, isn't
Cooper
he?
Cooper Cronk, was that Cooper Cronk, Tom?
Yeah, no,
that was him, Tom.
I got my numbers mixed.
But giving up something for love.
Mm-hmm.
I had a mate of mine who had to give up the Durries. Got to a point where it got serious with the relationship and she said, if we're going to continue this and you want to have children and you want to marry me, you have to give up the cigarettes.
It's also not nice kissing someone who's been smoking.
No. Yeah, a friend of mine, not great on the old sauce, and had to go dry, so no alcohol for 6 months to prove himself and the commitment to her.
Oh. Jess has given us a call from Hornsby. What did your sister do, Jess?
My sister met an army boy at work one night. A month later, she packed up her stuff, moved to Victoria, and now they're happily living together in Townsville. So she gave up everything.
She's after a month. That's okay, a big effort. Was the family going, whoa, settle down, it's only a month?
Yeah, we were so nervous for her and really worried about it, but we got to meet him, got to meet them, and they're really happy, and they've got their own house together, and yeah, it's going really, really well.
So how long have they been together now, Jess?
A year and a half, going on 2 years.
Oh, there's a win.
Jess, has he gone over and served overseas, or...?
Not yet. He's still in training. But yeah, he still goes out for months at a time, and she's left at home alone.
Yeah, that's hard. See, that would be really hard.
Imagine moving to another state. You don't know anyone.
Yeah, and then he goes away.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good effort.
That's the life.
Craig in DY, what did you give up, Craig?
Guys, I played water polo at a fairly high level for 14 years. Used to go away for overseas, and every two weeks for the Australian water polo titles. Got married, had to give it up because she thought we used to get on the sauce too much when we go away.
That is how annoying, Craig. Was it a tough decision?
Well, trying to give up 2 weeks with 13 blokes and a pair of Speedos is a tough gig.
That's a tough one.
So, Craig, did you... That would have been a tough chat that you had to have to the boys to say, boys, I'm out now because I can't go away with you.
I got disowned.
I bet. Hand the budgie smugglers back. You're out of there. Sarah, what about this? Phone rings. Ring, ring. Hi, it's Gary.
Yes.
Hi, Sarah. How's your day been?
Hi, Gary. I'm good.
Oh, that's great. Hey,
you don't talk like that to
my
us.
Boss. My boss just came in. He said, great news. I need to move to France for work. I'd love you to come with me. But I know how committed you are.
No. That's way too easy.
What do you mean? Okay. But I know how much you love Fitzy and Whipper. Yeah. What would you do?
Hang on. Who said I love you guys?
Yeah, no, well, no, no. Wait up. Wait up.
I'm playing the role of the phone call, so
let's
you do.
Let's do another one. Ring, okay. Ring.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah. How are you going? It's Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, I've just got a new job. We've got to move to Lithgow.
Oh. Nah.
No, okay, right.
So you'd want, so that would break up the relationship.
There is a really good Macca's in Lithgow, but I still don't think I'd go
there. Mate, France is inviting.
No, but Sarah's committed to you and I. It's like she's in two relationships.
Mate,
one is a freeway and the other's with Gary.
I'd leave this job to go to France.
You're not meant to say that. Stop. Shout out to an Uber driver. God, this is amazing. In New York, right? He's picked up a lady. She seemed a little bit panicked at the time. Slightly stressed because she was 9 months pregnant. You know where this story's going. He gets stuck in some traffic on a bridge. All of a sudden, she starts to breathe a little heavily. Aww. She starts to push. Bang. A head pops out.
No way.
This is the moment.
That shocked me.
Yeah, it did.
I didn't see that coming.
Well, neither did the Uber driver, mate. I'm glad you're in shock. So was he.
He may have overcharged her or something like that. And then
he did. He overcharged her. They argued, and that's the end of the story. So.
Oh, but that's uneventful.
You've won Justin Bieber tickets. No, the bridge came to a standstill as they pulled over in the left lane. They couldn't do anything here until a police officer arrived. Then the officer and the Uber driver... I love this, the community getting together. Anyone else was around. They grabbed everyone's T-shirts, jackets, whatever they had, and had her on the back seat of the cab and just said, we're in this because the traffic's not moving, so we're going to stick together here and deliver this child, as they did, even to the point where the cord was apparently wrapped around the neck. That's very dangerous. That's what happened with Lisa in hospital.
Not around his GPS, was it?
No, not around his GPS. No. I mean, do you keep his GPS
or anything like
that?
Do you keep the fare going?
Yeah, you do. You do.
And do you charge a $50 fee for making a mess in the back seat?
Yeah, because remember that rule when you used to spew in a cab? They'd say, yeah, there's a flat rate. Yeah, flat rate of 20 or 50.
It was Fibby.
It went up. Depending if there was carrot in it.
See, remember back... Well, but see, this is why I like Ubers, because you don't have to get... Remember, because people used to... I had a mate who passed out in the back and he spewed.
That's right.
And the guy basically dropped him off at his destination, pushed him out of the car and took Fibby out of his pocket.
Yeah.
He didn't know until the next day.
Fair deal. Great thing about Uber is, I mean, she could deliver the baby. She wouldn't even think about the meter running. Not for a second. And then the police turned up. They would have escorted her back to the hospital or wherever you need to be to make sure that the kid is safe.
So
you'd still have it running.
Going through labour as well, at least she would have had a fresh supply of water.
Yes, I believe so.
And some mints as well. Her breath would have tasted beautiful with some Mentos.
I only gave her one star. After drop
escalators.
Oh, yeah. I've never been nervous about them, although there's been a current trend in...
Jay, that's a lift. That's jumping into a lift.
Same.
Escalators are the ones. They freak you out a bit, don't they?
In China recently, there's been a couple of shocking stories. I don't know who the maker is, mate.
This one's from China.
But they're not making them very good.
So what's happened? A woman's coming down the escalator, sir, and basically a piece of metal, it's on the turnstile, has gone through, has lifted up, and it's gone through the lift. So it's basically opened the escalator up, and then it's kept crunching and came in, and it's basically bit her leg.
Oh,
she's nearly lost her whole leg. It's taken a huge chunk out of her leg. That's like out of a horror movie.
Yeah, it is, when escalators attack.
See, because my parents, I mean, from generation to generation, you teach your kids on an escalator, you got to jump on properly, and the big one, and I love watching Lenny, because Lenny will prepare himself the whole ride down. He'll have his arms out as if he's about to do the long jump, and he gets down the end, and I'll go, 1, 2, 3, big jump! Over the teeth. I call them the teeth at the end.
Yeah, sure.
Because I said, Lenny, some kids get their legs caught in the teeth.
Oh, way to terrify him, Fitz.
Well, that's the only way they stay away.
So. I was always taught a clean exit, especially and make sure your shoelaces are tied up. You don't want your shoelace getting caught in at the end.
That's good.
It's like a crocodile's mouth.
Right, do you know how the belts come around and then they go back under and go back up the escalator?
Yep.
Yeah.
I saw a kid put his hand
underneath
the belt and it just grabbed his hand. And it was just taking layers of skin off. He was screaming. I've never heard anyone scream
so loud.
Well,
they have emergency stops now, don't they?
Yep.
Yes.
But they didn't used to.
Big red button on the side.
Lyndall, in Gregory Hills, what happened to your daughter?
Well, sort of similar thing with the shoelaces. We were going down the escalator. I had my 6-year-old who was already off and my 1-year-old in a trolley and my 5-year-old's daughter's shoelace got stuck in the teeth at the very bottom and it wouldn't come out, and I've basically hit her with the trolley because I couldn't stop, and somebody had to push the red emergency stop button, and we had to cut her shoelace out so she could get off.
Oh, man.
Lyndall, that would have been scary.
That could have dragged her back under, Lyndall.
Well, it sort of started pulling her because she had to walk with the shoelace because it kept pulling the shoelace, so she had to walk with it. And I was trying to pull the trolley back so it wouldn't hit her and get her to take her shoe off at the same time.
Yep.
And luckily somebody sort of jumped in and took her shoe off for me while I was trying not to run her over with the trolley.
This would have happened very quickly too, Lyndall. Thanks for your call.
We don't condone knocking kids out of the way with a trolley, though.
No.
I suppose in that situation.
That wasn't the aim.
Beck in Penrith, what happened to you, Beck?
So I escalated with my mum probably about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how it kind of can jolt, like just not a whole smooth run going down the stairs?
Yep.
Anyway, I did that right as I was about to get off, and as I've gone to get off, it's jolted, and like I've kind of gone back, and I was wearing thongs, and like the teeth went straight into my big toe and ripped off my big toenail.
Ripped off your big toenail?
Yeah.
Oh, Beck!
Those teeth are horrible, man. What? And they actually look like teeth as well. Why do they make them look so scary?
It's just the way it works, guys.
Why can't we just have a rubber bit over the top? I agree with you.
I don't know. Ask the maker. Donna in Glebe, what happened to you?
My girlfriends and I, we were in our mid-40s and had a Sunday afternoon session down at the Rocks, a couple of drinks, and heading back to Circular Quay, and it was one of my girlfriends was wearing a long Indian sort of dress. Strapless.
Captain.
Got on the escalator to go up. And it ate half of her dress. By the time she saved herself, she was topless from the top to her waist. With none of us able to push the stop button or move.
No, you didn't even try though, Donna, did you?
Well, no, I didn't. I didn't. But it was just the funniest thing. And it was she was in tears. It was the first time she'd worn the dress.
Yep.
Didn't know whether to grab a dress because otherwise she was going to be fully naked or cover a top because the train was pulling in.
Oh, Donna, did you get the footage from anywhere? There must have been a security camera.
Listen, if I could tell you how quick that happened, but afterwards we had a million things that we should have done, but we did nothing but laugh.
But laugh. That's funny, Donna. And you finally got to tell that story on the radio,
just to rub it in again,
good
Donna.
Girl. This is Fitzy and Whipper.